Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
One local official is getting statewide recognition. Let's go in-depth with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. So Ed, it's been a good year. You've been asked to take on some roles at the state level and at the national level. Can you share some of that with us?
Sure, Bob. It's great to have an opportunity to sit down and chat with you here today. There's been a lot going on in the world, but hope everyone is staying safe and doing what they need to do. But you're absolutely right. 2020 for me, from a personal and professional, has been outstanding. I've been nominated by my peers in a couple different ways, and it's been very good.
Okay, and so what are some of the roles that you're taking? Let's start with the one that most intrigues you.
Well, I was just elected to be the state representative, so for the state of Iowa, the representative on the National District Attorneys Association. So that is the oldest and largest national nonpartisan organization representing state and local prosecutors around the country.
Okay, and I presume that you get together and discuss, some of the changes that need to come about or some of the things that you'd like to see, different experiences, good things that have happened, bad things that have happened, teach each other what?
Right. The NDAA's mission is to be the voice of America's prosecutors and support their efforts to protect the rights and safety of others. It does it through a couple different ways. The first is they put on a number of educational trainings. If you recall, a couple years ago, both Chief Lasada and Chief Bokinski and myself went to Cleveland, Ohio to talk about the opioid epidemic. That was an NDAA conference. Jared Harmon, one of my assistants, and I went and took an intensive training down in Tampa, Florida about 4 years ago now. That was an NDAA conference. So one of the cutting edge legal educators is the NDAA. They also, at one point many years ago, probably more than a decade now, they had Prosecutor College, where you went to South Carolina for 10 days and learned everything that there was to know from the very best trial advocates in the country. And now that closed down, and they're thinking about bringing it back. In addition to that, it is the voice on Capitol Hill, both federally and then also locally, for issues related to safety of our public and how prosecutors play a role in doing that.
Okay, so I presume that you take some concerns that other county attorneys in the state have and take it to Washington, and then you lobby. Is that it? Or
I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm going to be there on Capitol Hill testifying in front of Congress, although some of my colleagues may very well do that. But it is the opportunity to be the voice of Iowa prosecutors on this national in this national organization. So it is an opportunity to say what are and we are fortunate for being more of a rural community. Things tend to flow through. And so the issues that prosecutors are seeing in the larger jurisdictions, I mean, quite honestly, I could be sitting at a table with the elected prosecutor of the Bronx or from Manhattan or from L.A. or from Atlanta. And so it is an opportunity to hear what is happening in some of our larger cities, because we tend to be, as we saw with the opiate crisis, about 10 months to a year behind what we saw on the East Coast coming west. So I'm looking forward. It's a heck of an opportunity. The folks at the state level prior to me was Alan Oshkin, who was the Muscatine County attorney, Tom Ferguson, who was the Blackhawk County attorney, John Sarcone in Polk County. So I'm pretty thrilled with having to follow in their footsteps. They're big shoes to fill. And also it's great to see kind of one of the smaller counties, county attorney, have an opportunity to be elected to do this.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. I know this just happened, but is there an issue that you're going to be taking out there to share?
I think that one of the things that we need to explore is how do we have a unified front on the issues of collection. and on the issues of second chances and rehabilitation. There is no question that an individual who commits a crime needs to be afforded the opportunity to get their life back on track and to become a productive member of our society. I think universally you would have prosecutors who absolutely agree on that general premise. The question, though, is how do we do that while at the same time respecting the rights of the victims of those individuals? And so when we talk about how does a person get back on their feet, how do they get their right to vote, their right to drive back, while at the same time they perhaps may owe restitution to someone? And those type of issues are issues that affect prosecutors across the country. So I look at it as an opportunity to listen to what has worked other places. What are successful programs? What are pilot projects that have taken place across the country? And what can I bring back, not just only to the state of Iowa, but also right here in Marion County?
All right. What other roles are you taking on?
I also, in October of last year, was elected by my peers again to be an executive board member for the Iowa County Attorneys Association. So that is kind of a sequential election. You come in and you serve the role as treasurer, and then the following year you'll be the secretary and then president in waiting and then president. So I look forward to serving in that role. And again, all of these things, whether or not it be the NDAA or the Iowa County Attorneys Association, these are my peers, other county attorneys across the state of Iowa who have voted to put me in this position. So it's great when you can see that the people who know a little bit about what the trials and tribulations, as well as the triumphs that county attorneys and assistant county attorneys have, that they look at me as someone who is a potential up-and-coming leader in these organizations. And in addition to that, Bob, as I've talked to you before about child maternal health, just this past year and starting in January, I was elected to be the vice president of that organization as well, that deals with funding for child and maternal health obligations and opportunities, and how we work with our both state and federal partners to facilitate things such as WIC, such as anti-bullying campaigns was a major issue that we worked on last year. It's been a great, notwithstanding the COVID crisis and some of the things that have been happening, at least from a professional standpoint, the last 4 or 5 months have been very, very good for me professionally.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. Well, those last couple of things that you mentioned aren't directly related to your role as a county attorney. I mean, in terms of WIC funding and anti-bullying and stuff, I can see where a county attorney would have different information to bring to bear on those issues. But it's sort of, I guess it's part of the big picture of what you do.
Bob, there's no question that when Melissa Ellis asked for me to serve as the legal services representative, and I went and had an opportunity to talk with some of the folks at the Department of Public Health, I sat in that first meeting and it lasted about 2 hours. And I could have told you, if you had told me they were speaking a foreign language, I would not have been surprised. I remember walking out of my office, it was a video conference meeting, and looking at my support staff and said, I just sat through 2.5 hours. And I don't have any idea what they talked about. The acronyms, the Title V funding, and all the different types of funding sources, and how we the money flows from the federal level onto the state level, and how we distribute that funds, and having an opportunity to sit there and listen to truly giants in their fields, director of pediatrics at University of Iowa Hospitals, and all of the folks that spend their time. I decided at that moment there was going to be a steep learning curve, and I was going to take the time with the help of folks to get myself to the position where I know a little bit about what's going on, and I can use the skill set I have as a prosecutor, as an advocate, to sit there and say, how do we make our communities better to live in? Because, Bob, you're right. It doesn't directly reflect, but if we're getting the people the resources they need to be successful, that means I'm going to have less children who are children in need of assistance. And hopefully if we're able to surround families with the support that they need, I'm going to have less delinquent individuals that I have to deal with through juvenile court. And at the same time, if we're getting people the things that they need and the skills that they need to be successful, perhaps they'd be less likely to commit crimes. And then I won't see those folks. So if we can pay it forward a little bit on the front end, I'm hopeful and optimistic that perhaps I won't see these people in a professional role. And I got to be honest, I'm okay with that.
And let's say that you are successful, they won't even know your role in this. There's no way for them to know.
Absolutely.
Now, so that's interesting about a lot of this is education. You go there, you learn, you teach, you know, at these different on these different boards, and then you bring it back. And I see how easy it would be for you to share what you learned with your staff. How do you share as a representative to the broader group of county attorneys and attorneys in general that you represent?
Well, it's not even just county attorneys and attorneys in general. It's also the public. It's the opportunities where I go to these type of trainings and these, you know, we'll use the NDAA training on opioids. You know, I came back and I spoke to anyone who would listen to me, whether or not it was Rotary or whether or not it was ministerial groups here in Marion County, whether or not it was educators to talk about the dangers of the opioid crisis. You know, this was 3 years ago. We know a lot more today. We're looking at class action settlements against Purdue Pharma and those individuals. Johnson & Johnson, I believe, is also one of the distributors that the statewide attorney general's class action lawsuit is targeting. So it's great to be able to come back and say to my county attorneys, fellow county attorneys, this is what I learned at NDA, or come back and say to my attorneys here or other elected officials, here are the type of things that are being done. But it's also the opportunity to go out and talk to educators and other professionals in our community that I find most rewarding. Because if I'm able to pass on a little bit of what I've learned and say, hey, keep an eye out on this, take a look at this, you know, those might be ways that we can circumvent the negative that sometimes happens in our society.
Well, I remember when you came back from that conference, you really wanted to talk and get it out on the radio, too.
Yeah, there's no question. If I just go to a training and I come back and it just started and ended with me, I feel like I failed. I am mindful that some trainings that I go to, I'm able to get grants for to attend, and others I go and it's the citizens of Marion County who are paying for my education. And I'm mindful that in return, I want to give back. I want to make sure anyone who wants to know what it is I learned at that conference has an opportunity to learn it as well.
Well, it seems to me that sometimes these kinds of things are seen by not just attorneys, but by people in a lot of different disciplines. They're sort of seen as junkets, times to go have fun, get somewhere to travel and eat well and see a different city. And that's the goal in of itself, but that's not how you see it.
It's not how I see it. I look at the fact that I have very limited time away from the office. I choose to spend my time. I am not merely a paper pusher. I'm in the courtroom. If members are listening, you know, they may not see me in juvenile court, which happens every Wednesday. But I do tend to see a lot of people who end up getting a speeding ticket, or I also handle our simple misdemeanor docket. So when I choose to be away, it has to be something that's going to interest me from an educational standpoint. There's great places you can go and travel to. What I tend to find is who are the people who I'm going to be who I believe will be most helpful for my professional development. I look at it as I've been to Dallas a number of years for the Crimes Against Children's Conference because I know that's an opportunity to hear from the very best people out there in that discipline. I don't think most people would think Cleveland, Ohio, and I don't mean any disrespect to Cleveland at all, but not one of the greatest places to go have a continuing education. So I remember the days of being in private practice and when I could look at what conferences were in Las Vegas or what conferences were in D.C. or New York City. Those were the ones I'd look to go to. At this point in my career, being a being a prosecutor, now going on year nine, and being in, you know, I took the bar in 2001, so I'll be quickly on my 20th year. I'm really trying to limit the amount of time I'm away from home. I love spending time with my wife and my two boys, and I'm mindful that my oldest has only got a couple years left before he goes off to college. If I'm going to be gone, I really don't care where it is. I'd rather it just be something that's meaningful and that I'm able to take back as a skill set to pass on.
Thanks to Ed Bull for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.